You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Many of us have heard stories something like this. Parents notice their child's talent in a single sport and push them to specialize. There is a risk in that idea, though. Many doctors stress that playing multiple sports allows kids to develop a more balanced body and stay injury-free. In fact, according to research presented at the 2018 annual meeting of the Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, 55% of parents with kids who play sports push them to specialize, despite doctors advising against that practice. Dr. Darren Juergensmeyer is a surgeon with St. Alphonsus Joint Preservation Reconstruction Clinic, and he joins me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First question, why do kids specialize?
Well, I think it started with parents and coaches looking at elite musicians. It started with there's that 10,000 hour theory.
Yeah, I read about this. Right.
That to be an expert in something, you have to spend 10 years or 10,000 hours in something. And so they've tried to transfer that to a sports philosophy. And alongside of that, there's been the development of a lot of competitive leagues and travel teams. And so it's not necessarily peer pressure from the kids, but it's the parent peer pressure to keep up with so-and-so, that their kid's doing all these travel teams. And so it has developed into this kind of pressure from multiple sides to specialize.
And I read the article about this idea of that 10,000 hours. And what was interesting to me about it was related more to music, things like that. It wasn't about athletics, but that seems to be, you know, the takeaway from it was, well, that must apply to athletics as well.
Yeah, I think there are certain things that repetitive kind of practice that is dedicated to a certain skill is going to certainly develop your skills. I mean, as a surgeon, I know the more and more I do the same thing, the better I get at it. But there are certain things that the more and more you do it, the more and more risk of injury happens.
Mm-hmm.
There are a certain number of exposures to athletic activities that eventually are going to lead to an injury. So if that time that you're participating in the athletics isn't followed by an adequate amount of rest, your risk of injury is going to be higher.
So does it really matter then if a kid specializes, but maybe the age that they start specializing in a sport? Because in my experience, having younger kids, it seems that the age is getting younger and younger.
Yeah. So you bring up the point of a couple of things that I want to talk about. One is that does it matter? So as researchers have seen this trend, they've tried to see, all right, well, are expert athletes in given sports more likely to have specialized at a younger age? And the short answer is no. In professional sports, most of those athletes didn't specialize until late adolescence, so 15, 16. And when they look at some sports where they are repetitive, such as swimming or tennis, gymnastics, figure skating, sometimes we see it as, oh, these people are reaching high levels of skills at a very young age, and so I need to get my child into that if they want to do that. But they did a study on the swimmers that reached the national team, and those that specialized early reached the team earlier, but they spent less time on the national team. And that can be for several reasons. It could be from injury.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from burnout, that at some point you get just overburdened and are no longer getting that enjoyment from the sport. So in when is the age appropriate, the short answer is late adolescence. But the long answer is that every child is different. And so you have to look at their mental, physical, and social development to see if they're going to be able to withstand the rigors that intense training, repetitive training that can be hard and long is going to bring to them. So, the mental side of it, if a kid can play and they go out and they have that intrinsic desire that they have brought from their self to go out and play, it's dark outside, but they still want to play mm-hmm. catch. They're playing baseball And or they want to shoot hoops until it's dark.
I have a nephew that you can't get off the lacrosse pitch, and he's 11 years old.
So
I mean, this is what he wants to do all the time.
And if he has that intrinsic desire, then you know that his mental state, if he's in that sport hours and hours a week, he's going to be able to handle that. But if you have a child who's not yet with that intrinsic desire and you're pushing them that way, they're going to be more likely to lead to burnout or lose enjoyment in it. So they've got to have that intrinsic desire first. Secondly, are they going to be able to physically stand it? So the risk for overuse injury, and when we think overuse, it's repetitive mechanics over and over, putting stress.
So like you're talking about something like let's say like a baseball pitcher, right? And it's that using that arm over and over.
So the reason that the term little leaguer's elbow and little leaguer's shoulder came about is because people were pitching too much. You get a kid who's 10 years old who can pitch better than everybody else, and he's throwing 300 pitches a week. So that's why now we understand that, and there are rules for that. But it's tougher to say in basketball, hey, you can only do 200 shots a week or things. It's harder to come up
and
with
where,
those rules.
And where are you seeing – are you seeing certain sports that have more overuse injuries than others, or is it pretty much across the board if you're specializing in a sport?
I would say it's across the board. There are several types of overuse or repetitive trauma injuries that are specific to any given sport. Gymnastics, for example, they're getting distal radius stress fractures because of that pounding on their wrist that you don't get in other sports, and you wouldn't get it unless you were spending hours and hours doing it. Baseball, we talked about running jumping sports. You hear, I mean, most people out there listening are going to know the term Osgood Slaughters. And that's because it's so common. That's an overuse injury where an area in the bone where the tendon attaches is weakened because of the rapid growth rate, and it starts to pull away.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And that's what – so the highest time of risk is in peak growth rate. So in girls, that's going to be around 11 and a half years, and in boys, around 13 and a half years.
So because of that, Dr. Jorgensen – should kids really not be specialized in one sport in that age? I mean, at that time of peak growth?
Yeah. Well, you have to allow for adequate recovery. So it doesn't mean that they have to take a few months off of sports entirely, but there's a term called active recovery where you could be participating in a sport that uses different muscles and has different stresses. You could be swimming during one season and baseball during another. You're still building cardiovascular strength and skills, team building, learning to make dynamic decisions, but yet that repetitive stress you're getting a break from.
You know what I think is interesting with this is everything you've been talking about. It's everything that we hear as adults when we exercise is that you need to take active recovery. You need to not do the same motion over and over again because, you know, as we age, you know, you can get these injuries. It sounds kind of similar to what adults are being taught about exercise. So it would seem, why wouldn't the same apply for kids?
Exactly. And it does. And actually, they're probably more at risk for those injuries because of the changes that happen in their bodies during that rapid growth season. There's even changes in bone density. And when they grow, the strength that it took to do a certain activity and the mechanics they had to do it changes. And so they have to adapt to that throughout that time. So that puts them at more of a risk than an adult who's doing that same activity.
So bottom line, what should be the takeaway, you know, for parents? Because I did read in an article, and I think it actually came out of the American College of Orthopedics, about it's what they are finding is that the majority of parents whose kids are in sports, it's like something like 55% of parents are pushing the specialization. So what do parents honestly need to know about this? I mean, like you said, know your child.
Exactly.
And listen to them. But what else should they be looking for?
So in the beginning, focus on play. You're letting the child play. Less focus on competition and specializing, but more focus on fun. And they're going to build those fundamental skills. They're going to build the desire to play. Secondly, you said, you know your child, but be an advocate for your child. If your child is a great soccer player and they're playing on that travel team and that day they have three games, maybe you need to be an advocate and say, hey, we need you to rest for part of this game or something, because they're going to be in that element. They're going to be enjoying it. And they themselves may not be able to understand the warning signs that, hey, I'm developing an overuse injury. And, you know, we all would love to have been professional athletes or have our child be a professional athlete. But the specializing isn't going to be what makes them become a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. It's them remaining healthy and being able to enjoy that sport that's going to help them to get to that elite level.
And I would think stay injury-free as long as possible.
Yes.
And are you seeing kids coming in at a younger age for with injuries?
Certainly. You know, it used to be overuse injuries were in 13, 14, 15-year-olds, and now we're seeing them in 9, 10, 11-year-olds. And so it is certainly happening more frequently at a younger age.
So parents need to be aware of this. And as you said, be an advocate for your child.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in today. I think it's a really interesting conversation. My guest today, Dr. Darren Juergensmeyer, he is a surgeon with St. Alphonsus Joint Preservation Reconstruction Clinic. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Up next, Boise Weekly movie critic George Prentice is joining me in studio with a look at what movies excelled and what movies bombed at the box office this summer. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.